This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Large explosions hit Gaza as Israel pummeled the enclave as night fell on Sunday. Gaza's health ministry said 266 Palestinians, including 117 children, had been killed by Israeli airstrikes in the past 24 hours. With Israel keeping up daily bombings that have devastated swaths of heavily urbanized Gaza, Palestinians said they received renewed Israeli military warnings to move from Gaza's north to the south to avoid the deadliest theater of the war. Most of the dead from airstrikes over the past 24 hours were in Gaza's south, Gaza's health ministry said. A second convoy of around 19 aid trucks was allowed to enter Gaza on Sunday, the day after the first humanitarian aid convoy was allowed into the enclave since war erupted. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Hundreds of Gazans waited for hours on Sunday in Khan Yunis to buy bread as aid slowly trickled in across the Rafah border on the Egyptian side. Gazans say they're running out of food, water and essential medical supplies in the enclave, where Israel imposed total siege after a cross-border rampage by Hamas militants saw 1,400 people killed. Gaza's health ministry said Israel's retaliation had killed at least 4,300 Palestinians.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Pope Francis and U.S. President Joe Biden discussed the Israel-Hamas conflict and other wars in a telephone conversation on Sunday, the Vatican said. The conversation lasted about 20 minutes and focused on conflict situations in the world and the need to identify paths to peace, the Vatican said. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. city of Detroit and the state of Michigan are confirming the violent killing of a Jewish leader in their community. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Many questions remain, but a Detroit police corporal says the body of 40-year-old Samantha Wall was found stabbed outside her home. He says Wall, who is the president of the Isaac Agri Downtown Synagogue, suffered multiple stab wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. Tributes are coming in for Wall, who had also served as an aide to Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin and a campaign staffer for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Nessel tweeted that she was shocked, saddened, and horrified, calling Wall as kind a person as she's ever known. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine's positions around the frontline city of Avdiivka in the eastern Donetsk region are protected, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his evening address Sunday. The city has been the center of intense fighting in recent weeks as each side struggles to advance along the front lines. Ukraine's general staff said on Friday Russia had stepped up its military assault on Avdiivka in an ongoing bid to encircle and capture it. Avdiivka had been a symbol of Ukrainian resistance since 2014 after it briefly fell to Russian-backed separatists. Days after the Malaysian government released the findings of its probe into a deadly landslide, families of some victims are saying the report lacks credibility. They're calling for a more thorough investigation. Dave Grunbaum has the story.
10 months after an overnight landslide killed 31 people at a campsite on Father's Organic Farm in Batangkali, Malaysia, the government released the findings of its investigation. The government's report says the landslide was triggered by slope failure after an unusually high amount of rainfall over a stretch of weeks, but the report does not answer questions about why a farm and campsite were able to operate in what experts call a risky area. The report also does not address an environmental impact assessment approved in 2013 by the Department of Environment that said the area where the farm and campsite were located was not to be developed. Dave Grunebaum, VOA News, Klang, Malaysia.
Switzerland looks set to shift to the right in national elections on Sunday as concerns about immigration trumped fears about climate change and melting glaciers. The vote is unlikely to change the makeup of the Swiss government. The right-wing Swiss People's Party, Switzerland's biggest political party, increased its share of the vote to 29%, more than 3 percentage points higher than the last election in 2019, according to final projection by Swiss broadcaster SRF. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.